Whoa, hold on. Here we go again. Starting the episode with this shit. Spotify is not right now, but what we are doing today on the professional podcast, we're gonna do some grid posting. We're gonna do the MLB, NBA, and NFL grids.
NHL grid.
No. Real sports only today.
Let's throw up a little bit.
But we're going to do it in collaboration because we feel like that'd be fun and fresh and interesting. So
very funky fresh.
Very, very funky fresh. Raza, we're going to start with the MLB grid, which is the most famous. Raza, the top grid.
They stole my idea, by the way. That's about the rarity score, but it's whatever. It's whatever.
The top.
It's whatever.
Top is Reds, Rays, and All-Star. Mm-hmm. Side is Angels, Orioles, and Braves.
Yep, I got it pulled up just to get a better view.
So where do you want to start?
I think the All-Stars are the easiest.
Okay.
Because we can just do every team's All-Star.
Are we doing like rarity score?
I'm not enough of a sicko. Unfortunately,
because like Angels All Star, I'm like my mind is like was Mike Napoli an All Star?
Would they accept Justin Upton as now, an answer?
Yeah, wouldn't they?
The thing is it was Justin Upton an All Star for the Angels?
See, that's what I've always wondered about Immaculate Grid. Do they have to do it while on the team?
Because there's no way he was an all-star for the Angels. There's just no way.
So do you want? Are we like doing rarity score or not? Nah?
I'm not a rarity score.
Okay.
You can put Shohei Ohtani, and I'll be pleased.
Let's do Ozuna, bottom right. Ozuna, no Acuna.
Acuna.
I'm Acuna from the Braves. What a great video.
Love me some Ronald. I guess Orioles All-Star, you could go Adley, you could go Mullins, you could go Cal Ripken Jr.
Yeah, you could do Cal Ripken Jr. if you wanted.
It's a variety of options here.
I gotta restart my Chrome, but yeah, I mean, there's a lot of options. I think this is a pretty good Immaculate Grid. Like this is
it's a little tricky.
Yeah.
There's only a few that like jump out at me.
I think having All-Star is pretty, I mean, that's like three free ones.
Yeah. I think they did it because today is the All-Star game, the day they were recording this.
That is true. I'm trying to get it to reload. I think my Chrome was a give me some trouble.
In the meantime, enjoy a word from our sponsor, Raid Shadow Legends. Did you guys know that with a NordVPN sponsorship, you can get Manscaped and have a VPN that protects you from your razor
blade. You can have a VPN that protects your pubic hair.
Yeah.
That's what you want out of a VPN, for sure. Man, my Chrome is not cool.
Would you like me to handle it?
No, here we go. We're good. We're back. It was Jover, but now we are Brock. So. All-Star, do you want to just do like Ohtani?
Yeah, let's go Ohtani for the Angels and Acuna for the Braves.
And then Rutschman.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
All right. Braves. So now we got Braves Reds. I mean, we don't have
to. I feel like a million. I think the one The one that's jumping out to me the most is Braves, Rays, Charlie Morton.
Yeah, I was gonna say Charlie Morton. So yeah, we'll get Charlie Morton. Charlie Morton. Reds, Braves.
God, Reds is tough, dude. I'm thinking, like, is there anybody who was traded, like, who was on the Reds for a while and then traded to the A's?
The Braves.
The Braves, yeah, sorry.
Why am I thinking Sonny Gray? Did Sonny Gray pitch for the
Braves? No, Sonny Gray went to Minnesota.
Yeah, that's right. Huh. Huh. See, I feel like there's one, like, I'm not thinking of.
From the... I'm thinking of long-term Reds.
Maybe we should be thinking Braves to Reds.
But we have to be going back a little bit.
Shit, man.
Did Boston Red Sox legend Brandon Phillips ever play for the Braves? Because I feel like he did.
I don't know. No,
he totally did.
He did? I don't remember. I'll try it. I don't remember playing.
Wait. Don't, before you let it fly, let's just think about this.
I don't remember him ever playing for the Braves.
Because he had... He, like, broke out in Cincinnati, right? He was in Cincinnati forever. And he ended his career in Boston.
Right.
I think he played for the Braves.
Do you want me to let it fly?
I can't think of it. Can you think of anyone else?
I'm struggling. Oh.
Also, am I going crazy?
Oh.
Or
wait. Am I tripped? Did Mike Moustakas play for the Braves? Man.
No, there's no way.
Dude, I don't know. I feel like he did. Well, let's think. He's played for the Royals, the Reds.
Yeah, obviously the Royals. He went from Kansas City. They traded him to Milwaukee.
Yeah. He was
an all-star. He was an all-star the year that the Nats beat Milwaukee in the playoffs.
Wait,
he went to Cincinnati.
Does Moustakas play for the Orioles right now? Because we could use that one for square.
He plays for the Angels right now.
All
right,
we can use that because there's Reds Angels.
Yeah, okay, we can do Moustakas Reds Angels.
Okay, we can do that. I'm going to look that up after. If he did play for the Braves, I'm going to be pissed.
I don't think he did because he went he was just traded from Colorado to the Angels. He was traded in the middle of the game. One.
Okay.
We
got that.
I think
one.
We can. I'm gonna. I think we flip Brandon Phillips fly because there's nothing else that's obvious.
All right, Brandon Phillips.
I just remember him. I remember him in a Braves uniform for some reason.
It was correct. Damn, that is crazy. I did not remember him playing for the Braves at all.
I'm gonna have to Google when it happened. I just remember it being the case.
So we're missing.
I think it was like 2016.
We are missing Rays Angels, Rays Orioles, and Reds Orioles. Rays Angels, Mike.
No, I just thought of the most sicko Rays Angels thing.
Rays Angels, what'd you get?
Brett Phillips. Yeah.
Yeah,
he was an Angel this year, and they DFA'd him.
Yep, you are correct. So now
let's go.
We're just missing Reds, the Orioles, and Rays, Orioles. Reds, Orioles.
Orioles. Right, okay, which one do we do first? We want to do Reds?
We could do Reds, Orioles.
Because I think I have one for Reds, Orioles. But again, it's going to be close because I don't remember much of this guy in Cincinnati. But I know it happened. I can place it in my brain.
What are you thinking?
Kevin Gausman.
Yeah, he did. All right, we can do Kevin Gausman. Yep. And now we're just.
Did he play in Cincinnati?
It was.
I think he was traded there.
Yeah, he was. Like 20... I don't think he played that long there. But I remember
he was traded and he played out the season and left. It was before he went to San Francisco.
And now Rays Orioles. Rays Orioles. See, this one for the Rays, like the Rays haven't been around that long. God. Rays, Orioles. I feel like there's a pitcher I'm just not thinking about.
Hold on. Hear me out. Because when I think Orioles, I have to pull my brain back to like when they were good when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Delmon Young played for the Rays.
My aunt used to live in Paris.
Yeah, she used to tell me stories about
Delmon Young.
Like, did he not?
I don't remember him on the Orioles.
No, of course you remember him on the Orioles. He had the go ahead, like the bases clearing double in the wild card game. I think it was against Kansas City in 2014.
Okay. You want to run Delmon Young?
I really don't. Did he not play for the Rays?
I don't remember.
No, I'm not confident.
All right. I'm thinking of Rays pitchers, but none of them that are crossing my mind play for the Orioles ever.
What about vice versa?
Orioles pitchers to Rays? None of them.
It's got
to
be for like... Oh, I got one. A pitcher. Alex Cobb.
That's a good shout. That is the grid done with a 134 rarity score.
Wow.
That's dude, a really
I know
good
Moustakas
grid.
Was like 2%.
I need to know if... No, Moustakas was 11. I need to know if Mike Moustakas played for the Braves. That's driving me
I don't
nuts.
I don't think he did.
I need to know. I'm not confident he did, but like I need to know.
Also, we need to know if Delmon Young played for Tampa Bay.
He did not play for the Rays. Delmon Young, I do want to look. Delmon Young would have been an insane answer if he did actually play for the Rays.
Yeah, that would have been like 2%. Like, there's no way.
Yeah, he did. He did play for the Rays, so we would have gotten that if we
holy shit.
If we ran that. Wow. Raza with an insane immaculate grid today. Jesus. We had 1, 2, 3. Our all of our Orioles picks were under 10%. all the Angels picks were under 16%.
So one of the reasons I love Immaculate Grid is because of the stats they give you afterwards. Yeah. So the least gotten square in the grid was Orioles Reds with 63% success. Obviously, this is only in the first 30 minutes of it being out today.
Yeah, but shit, man.
The most popular Rays Orioles was Nelson Cruz. I feel like that was an obvious one that we missed. I just always forget, like, these teams.
I forget Nelson Cruz plays on. I forgot he played for the fucking Orioles, to be honest with you.
Well, I remember him in Baltimore, but he was in Tampa Bay, I think, during the COVID season. So he had like 50 games in
Rays uniform. And then he left.
It's like it's bullshit. Adam Duvall was the most popular Rays Braves.
That's a good one.
Reds Braves.
Pick. That's a good one. That's a
Rays,
good one.
Rays Braves most popular was Charlie Morton.
All right, so now we're gonna go over to the NFL grid. So there are top here. I'm on crossover. But our this
I like grid, Immaculate Gridiron more. But we can rock with this.
We could just do both.
We could feasibly do both.
Immaculate Gridiron answers. You're sad. Is it? It's Dynasty Daddy. Is that the website?
That would be the one.
Let me pull it up.
I got some sicko answers cooking just looking at the crossover video. Holy shit.
You're not ready for the shit
I'm about to pull for fucking Raiders Ravens.
All right, so we got Bears Saints 1,000 rushing yards in the season, Colts Bengals Oklahoma Sooners. Colts 1,000 yards in the season. Do you want to just like do John Taylor, or do you have like an even more? Do you like did Edgerrin James do it?
We could just do John Taylor.
Yeah, we could just all right. Let's do John Taylor.
Bengals 1,000 yards. We could do Joe Mixon.
I'm cool with that. I'm not even confident there's another running back in Bengal history that has done it, to be honest with you. Damn, couldn't we have done sooner for him, though? Oh, sooner. Wasn't AP a sooner?
Yes, he was.
Or do we save him for sooner Saints, though? Because we could use him for sooner Saints. Or do you want to use him for...
But then, do we have any other running backs in the NFL? Do they have to be current running backs?
No. They've had to have played since 99.
Then I think we use it on... I think we do AP for 1,000-yard rusher, because I can't name you another 1,000-yard rusher.
All right, fine.
You know who the all-time leading rusher in Oklahoma history is? You'll never guess.
I don't know.
That would be Washington Commanders legend Samaje Perine.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, what do we want to work on here? We got our 1,000-yard rushers.
Bengals, Saints, let's go Trey Hendrickson.
Okay. Thinking about that one, but yeah, Trey Hendrickson.
I'm gonna think of Oklahoma players. So we need Oklahoma Saints, right?
Yeah.
Oklahoma Saints. And this is current or history, I'm assuming.
This is the from 1999 to 2022. So, nothing before 99.
Okay, fair play. I'm gonna have to think about this one.
This is a tough one.
It's a little tough. It's a bit of a thinker.
Bro, you was not the thinker.
You're not him. Oh, I got one for Oklahoma Saints.
What do you have? You
ready for this? I got Houston Texans legend Kenny Stills.
Wow, I forgot he went to Oklahoma.
Me too. I only remember because I saw some like College Football Report posting about it was like the day that Missouri beat number one Oklahoma, and I saw Kenny Stills' touchdown in that video.
Jesus. Yeah, but that is good. So we need Saints, Colts, Bears, Colts, Bears, Bengals, and Sooners, Bears.
God, dude, Oklahoma Bears.
It's that one's that one's killing me. Bengals, Bears.
Bengals, Bears. Something is eluding me.
Yeah, there's something I'm missing for sure. I can feel it.
Andy Dalton. There you go.
Andy Dalton. There we go. That's what I was thinking. I just wasn't thinking about it. But yeah, Andy Dalton. Bam. Saints Colts is another one.
Yeah, it's like it's on the tip of me tongue. Every time I see Saints Colts, I think of the Super Bowl.
Yeah. And both of these teams that we need played the Colts in the Super Bowl.
I don't think Pierre Thomas played for the Colts.
No.
I'm thinking like backup quarterbacks. Like, did Teddy Bridgewater play for the Colts? I don't think so.
No.
That Bears Oklahoma thing is fucking killing me.
Damn. Where did What's his fucking name? Why can't I think of his name? The guy who had to step in for Jimmy G during that Tom Brady suspension?
Jacoby Brissett?
Yeah, did Brissett ever go to the Saints? Because I know he's on the Colts.
No, you know who he currently plays for?
I don't, honestly.
Washington Commanders.
He went to the, really?
Yeah, he was on the Patriots and the Colts. And then, like, the Browns last year when Deshaun was serving his suspension. And then now he plays for us. That's Super Bowl champion Jacoby Brissett to you.
That is true.
God, the Bears are so irrelevant, man.
Bears Colts is killing me, too.
There's got to be, like, a receiver or something.
Did Devin Hester ever play for the Colts?
No, he played for the Falcons.
Yeah, he did play for the Falcons, but they're not on here. Did he go to Oklahoma by any chance?
He went to the U.
Yeah, he did.
Oh my God, this is tough.
Yeah, this is a tough one. Saints Colts is grilling me because I feel like there's a one I'm just not thinking of.
Wait. Wait, 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 wait. This is. I got one. Colts Bears. This is it's extremely sicko, but you gotta hear me out. Nick Foles.
Oh my God, you're right. I forgot he played for the Colts.
Because he's played for the Colts last year. Because Kayvon Thibodeau killed him and then did swimming snow angels.
That's right. And
he played for
God.
The Bears during COVID season.
And you know what? It's not even right. Sicko. It's 50.2% of people got it.
No way.
Fuck. That one we should have thought of. Saints Colts is making me wonder if Frank Gore ever played for the fucking Saints, which I don't think he did.
No, he didn't.
He played for Buffalo outside of the 49ers. He played for Buffalo, Indy, and Miami. but I don't think he never played for the Colts. Or he never played for the Saints. He did play for the Colts. Bears Sooner. Dude, I have nothing for Bears Sooners. I can't even lie to you right now.
I'll think of it.
Colts Saints, dude. Why can I not fucking think of Colts Saints?
All right, you think of Colts Saints. I'll track my mind in college.
God, Colts Saints.
I just need a Chicago Bear. Did DeMarco Murray ever play for the Bears?
Oh, no. I don't think so.
No, I don't think he did. Did Jermaine Gresham? No. Did Sam Bradford ever play for the Bears? I don't think he did.
That one I'm not sure of.
This is really pissing me off. Did Jamal Brown ever play for the Bears? I'm about to fucking lose it. Landry Jones, Kenny Stills, Justin Brown, Jalen Saunders. I'm just thinking of wide receivers. I'm pretty sure if you Googled Jalen Saunders, he wouldn't pop up. What about? No. What about Blake Bell? I know he was on the Chiefs. He's currently on the Chiefs. Sterling Shepard, I think, has only played for the Giants. Dede Westbrook.
I'm still thinking.
Dude, this is fucking sickening, actually.
I feel like there's a receiver I'm just not fucking thinking of.
For Colts Saints?
Yeah. Oh. This is sicko.
You're going to say like Pat McAfee or something?
No. Courtney Roby.
Courtney Roby. I don't even know who that is.
I think he's the guy who blocked the punt.
In
the return to the dome? Maybe I'm tripping.
Steve Gleason.
I thought Gleason recovered it. Maybe he's the one who recovered it. I don't know, bro. I think I'm tripping, but
no, Gleason definitely blocked it.
Oh, it was
Gleason. I don't know who Courtney Roby is, dude. If you want to let that shit fly, go ahead, because I'm not thinking of anything else.
I'll keep thinking. And I'm
sure as hell not thinking of an Oklahoma player who played for the Bears. It's just not happening.
There's gotta be one, dude. Did Adrian Peterson like go rage mode and play for the Bears? I mean, we already put him in here, so it doesn't matter if we did or not.
And I'd get him to swap our places. Did Lane Johnson ever play for the Bears? Or is he a Philadelphia Eagles lifer?
I think he's a lifer.
God, this could all be so simple.
God, I don't know. I feel like I'm missing some really easy one here.
I can't think of anything, dude. I can't think of anything.
Dude, we could tap. I mean,
I'm ready to fucking tap out, dude.
We can tap, I guess. I don't know if it's going to show us, like, popular answers.
Probably not.
No. We got a 378 rarity rating.
We miss. Props to anybody who can fucking find any of these, either of those two.
Yeah, that's tough.
Who the fuck is Courtney Roby, dude?
He was a special teamer. Like a career special teamer.
There's no way we're just fucking pulling out career special teamers like that. Alright, the crossover NFL grid, though, I was looking at it. I'm ready to get fucking disgusting.
Alright, I don't know if this one has, like, a year limit on it. I don't think it does. So we kind of can go nuts. So we got Dolphins, Patriots, Ravens on top. And Browns, Raiders, caught receiving touchdown from Drew Brees on the side. Caught receiving touchdown from Drew Brees. I'm just going to go Kenny Stills for Dolphins. Yeah?
Okay. For Ravens caught receiving touchdown from Drew Brees, we're going to go Willie Snead.
All right.
For Ravens, Raiders, we're going to go DeSean Jackson.
Yep, I like that.
And then for Patriots Browns, let's go Josh Gordon. Those were the three sicko answers.
Josh Gordon for what?
Browns Patriots.
Oh, okay, Josh Gordon, yep. Forgot about that. Man, that shit broke Twitter for a while.
It really did.
Ravens Browns has me like grinning a little bit because it's like, does Ray Lewis count?
He never played for the pre.
No, he didn't. I think he came like right after. Raiders paid
Browns.
Am I tripping? Did Darrelle Revis ever play in Oakland?
I have an extremely sicko thing for Ravens Browns. I know for a fact he played for both teams. And I know for a fact you know who he is because we've shit on him before, off the air, maybe even on the air. Are you ready for this?
What?
Washington R words legend, Billy Cundiff.
Billy Cundiff?
Yep. Because after Baltimore.
Browns?
Yep, I guarantee it. After Baltimore, he played for the Redskins, and after the Redskins, he played for the Browns.
That's I know insane. 1.2%. That is nuts. I don't, man. Okay.
If I just stare at the logos long enough.
Browns, what's his fucking name? The receiver. Why can I not think of him? Odell Beckham.
From Miami?
Miami to Cleveland.
Odell Beckham never played for Miami.
No, but his friend who like recruited.
Jarvis Landry?
Jarvis Landry. There we go. Yeah, Jarvis Landry. Not a great shout because 63.9% of people got that. So we're missing Raiders, Dolphins, Patriots, Raiders, and Patriots caught touchdown from Drew Brees.
Really?
Patriots caught touchdown from Drew Brees. Oh. Brandon Cooks.
Absolutely.
All right, Raiders, Patriots. Why am I blanking here? I feel like
we don't have Raiders, Patriots.
No, wasn't it? Did Wilfork play for the Raiders? I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. He played for the Texans.
Yeah, that's right, but not the Raiders. I was thinking about his Texans time. Dolphins Raiders is also perplexing.
Oh, Raiders Patriots Jimmy Garoppolo. Actually, I don't know if they'll take Jimmy Garoppolo because he hasn't played a snap there yet.
Nah.
So let's go Chandler Jones.
Okay, Chandler Jones is. I feel safer with Chandler Jones.
Yeah, because I don't know if how strict they are about like.
Yeah, Chandler Jones. So now I just need Raiders Dolphins.
Raiders, Dolphins. Think. All right, yeah, I'm really need to think about this one.
Ravens, Raiders, Dolphins. Huh.
Did Brian Hoyer ever play for the Dolphins?
I don't think so. He might have, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I feel like I would we would remember that.
Raiders, Dolphins. I don't think Fitzpatrick ever played for the Raiders. I think that's one of the teams he didn't play for.
I don't think he played for the Raiders either.
Damn.
That's a great villager.
Yeah, I know. That's my thing. I do a good villager. Dude, this perplexes me.
Wait. Did Amir Abdullah play for the Dolphins?
Oh, I don't think so, but I'm not sure. We could just go for it because I don't have anyone else.
Doesn't it feel like he did?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know Arian Foster played for the Dolphins, but I don't know if he played
for the Raiders. He didn't play for the Raiders, no. But he did play for the Dolphins.
Do you want to for whatever fucking Dula? Reason. No, not yet. Not until I think of not until I feel confident I can't come up with a safer option. Because, like, what about? What about Robbie Anderson?
Has he ever? Oh. I think
no, he, no, no, no. He didn't. He didn't play for the Raiders.
I feel like
why does it feel like he played? He did.
I feel like he did play for the Raiders.
But here's the thing: this is the same Jimmy Garoppolo situation where he hasn't played for the Dolphins yet. So I don't know if it would accept it as an answer.
Man,
I think. Fuck.
I don't know. Did Pat White ever go be a backup on the Raiders or something?
That would be an extremely sicko answer. Dolphins quarterbacks. I mean, Matt Moore, Ryan Tannehill. Matt Moore? Question mark?
I don't know.
Teddy Bridgewater, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Wait. Oh, no. He only played for the Raiders. I was thinking about the guy. I can't remember his name for the fucking life of me. Who backed up. And Michigan State guy who backed up for Derek Carr.
Connor Cook?
Connor Cook. I don't know if he ever played for the fucking Dolphins.
Hear me out. Terrell Pryor.
Is he a Dolphin?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
There's probably like some offensive lineman.
Oh. No, there totally is. Fuck. Dude, I don't know.
I mean, I wouldn't just fucking come up with it randomly.
I'm down to just run Amir Abdullah because I'm not pulling anything here.
What about John Jenkins?
John Jenkins? Do you want to run John Jenkins?
My two sicko options here. One of them is John Jenkins. The other one is Matt Collins.
I don't know if Matt Collins
played for the Raiders.
I don't know if he's ever played for the Dolphins, though.
He must have played for the Dolphins. I remember him...
Matt Collins
playing on the Dolphins. I swear to God, he was on the Raiders last year, and they signed him from the Dolphins. I can visualize it in my head. I swear to God.
So you want to go Matt Collins?
For me, it's either Matt Collins or Amir Abdullah. I actually feel more confident in Matt Collins.
I'm not finding him. Where's this?
M-A-C-K space H-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Matt Collins, gotcha. Matt Collins is right. So we got
a
9.
Is there a percentage on that?
23. So I guess
shut up.
We're not as genius as we thought. Your best answer by far was Billy Cundiff. I don't even know where you got that.
Because he played for my team. It's the only reason I know. There's no way a quarter of people knew fucking Mac Hollins. Give me a break.
All right, we're going to end off with the NBA grid. We have Celtics, Timberwolves. Or I'm sorry, Celtics, Kings, 2 steals per game. In a single season. On the top, Timberwolves, 76ers, Suns on the side. We'll get the easy one out of the way. I'll just get Garnett.
Yeah.
I feel like there's
Celtics, Sixers, you can go a million different ways. I was thinking Al Horford.
Yeah, just grab Al Horford. Two steals.
Celtics Suns, I'm thinking Jay Crowder.
Yeah. Yeah, he did play there. Two steals in a game, single season for the Timberwolves. Pat Bev.
Pretty sure. Yeah, I was thinking either Patrick Beverley or Ricky Rubio.
I think Beverly's safer. I was wrong. He did not do it. He has not averaged two steals in a game per season. All right, so we'll skip that one, I guess, because I got it wrong.
If Ricky Rubio's done it, I'm gonna be upset with you.
I don't think he has. I'm gonna look because I'm not gonna do that one now. I'll look it up. I will look it up, and I will let you yell at me if he has. He's been damn close in the last few years.
But he hasn't been in Minnesota the last few years.
I don't know if he has to be. I'm not sure if that's how it works. Ricky Rubio, yeah, he has averaged it in Minnesota a few times. Damn.
A few times, by the way.
A few times, yeah. That's my fault.
You're straight. What about Sixers? Do you think Allen Iverson did it?
I don't know. Did Iguodala do it?
There's no way Allen Iverson didn't do it.
Two steals? That's a high mark for AI.
Dude, he's a point guard.
Yeah, but he's not.
I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't average two steals a game in his entire career.
All right. I'll run AI. And he has done it. See, I don't know. I guess. I just wouldn't think he would have it. He's a two steal a game guy for an 82 game year.
Phoenix Suns, I'm going to go bold. I'm going to go Chris Paul.
Yeah, he definitely has.
I don't know about in Phoenix, but he's definitely done it.
Yeah, he's done it. I think he just has to like do it. I don't think it has to be where the grid is. Sixers Kings. Why am I missing one?
What about for Sixers Kings? Hear me out. Did Seth Curry play for the 76ers?
Yeah, I think he did.
Or am I making that shit up? Okay, then. Because I feel like...
Yeah, I think he did.
It happened. I don't know for a fact he was on the Kings.
Yeah, Seth Curry did play for the Kings and Sixers. Timberwolves, Kings. Nice. Shit. Oh,
yeah.
Willie Cauley-Stein?
That's a crazy pull if it's true. I know he played for the Kings. Did he play for the...
That's what I'm thinking. Did he play for the Timberwolves? I'm not sure. We'll get back to
what other team he's played for. I know he played for the Warriors.
Kings and Warriors are the only ones I can think of for sure. I don't know if he's played for the fucking Timberwolves or not. Suns Kings is bugging me.
There's got to be one from like the early 2000s. Oh, I got one. Alex Len.
Yep. Good one.
Shout out Chris Move, NBA 2K14, my career.
Dude, Willie Cauley-Stein is killing me. I feel like he did. It has played for the Timberwolves.
I wouldn't know. I honestly would not.
Let's say, I mean, we can, let's think if we have something better here.
Did Delly ever play for the Timberwolves?
Delly?
Matthew Dellavedova.
I feel like he did, but I don't know. Like, I can't confidently tell you with a straight face, yes, Matthew Dellavedova was on the Timberwolves.
I don't know, dude. These are such irrelevant franchises.
I know, dude.
Kings, Timberwolves. Peja Stojakovic.
I don't think he ever played for the Timberwolves.
I just remember him being on the Kings and then being on the Hornets and then being on the Mavericks. That's it. Did Patrick Beverley ever play for the Kings?
No, I don't think so. It's Rockets, Clippers, Lakers, Timberwolves.
Bulls?
Well, I mean, maybe. I don't remember him playing for the Bulls, I'll be real.
Wasn't he traded there this year?
He might have been, but I don't watch a lot of NBA this year. Regardless, not helping that because Bulls aren't involved in this grid.
Timberwolves, Karl Anthony Towns, obviously not. What about like Malik Monk?
I have no idea.
God, this is ridiculous.
God, I don't know. Is this the dagger?
Game series. Who plays even for the Timberwolves?
Karl Anthony Towns, Rudy Gobert, Naz Reid.
Has Mike Conley ever played for the Sacramento Kings?
No.
He's played for a lot of teams. And by a lot, I mean like
three. And none of them were the Kings, though.
Yeah, it was Memphis, Utah, Minnesota. Rudy Gobert played for the Jazz.
Yeah, no, Rudy Gobert has only played for the Timberwolves and Jazz. Naz Reid is young. I'm pretty sure he's only played for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, I think they drafted him.
Yeah, they did.
Sacramento Kings. Weren't they really good this year?
They were good.
So they have Harrison Barnes, I know that. But I don't think he's played for Timberwolves.
No.
Not they have De'Aaron Fox. They have Malik Monk. They have Domantas Sabonis.
None of these guys have played for the Timberwolves.
Yeah, dude, I got fucking nothing.
Turner Dellavedova.
Yeah, just let Delly fly. It's not going to work, but.
Yeah, it was a mess. We got a 7 out of 9. I did sell one. But I need to know if Willie Cauley-Stein has played for the fucking Timberwolves. It's burning a hole in my fucking brain. I feel like he did. He did not. He would have filled. He would have been a crazy answer, though, for Sixers Kings. But we also did have a crazy answer for Sixers Kings. But no, he didn't. I was wrong. Damn, I wish it showed like popular answers here, because. Damn. Well, we did. I think we did pretty well. We got 2 9 out of 9s.
NFL one was so sicko.
Yeah.
But that's the way we like it.
But we hope you enjoyed our grid posting. You want to do the Wordle? We got quick Wordle. You know what? Speedrun Wordle. It's one. Yeah, I haven't done today's. It's 1 a.m.
I've been pretty good at the Wordle these days.
I've always been good at it. All right, Wordle. We'll speedrun the Wordle and then we'll end the episode.
I got the Wordle in 2. I cannot make this up.
You already got it?
I got it in 2. I'll send it to you on
this. How did you already get it? I just got it up, dude. I'm on 3, but I have 4 letters. Oh, I got it in 4.
Got it. Think hard.
I got it in 4. Interesting one.
I'm just nuts.
But yeah. Okay. Are we going to tell you what it is? No. No.
Get out of here.
If you played Wordle on July 11th, you know. Got it in 2. How the hell did you... Whatever. This is Pro Pacho. We are Pro Pacho. It is Pro Pacho. I am. It's Beers. ITSBRIZZ. Roz is Roz, U double underscore. And go ahead and grid post.